9, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. It's not Kelly McKay today. It's Macy G filling in. It is Wellness Wednesday on this October 22nd. Beautiful day outside. And we have Laura Belcher with us today from MedCenter Health. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, it is. Bright and early. And
oh, this fall weather is just,
I know,
amazing.
I love it. Yes. So before we get started, let's thank a couple of our sponsors. First Insurance Group, Fireline Outdoors, MedCenter Health, who is here today, Roots and Ramble Boutique, Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction, Southern Kentucky Collision, and the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. So we are actually giving away something today. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. We're going to do another Scooters gift card for $25. I know on these mornings when it gets cooler, a lot of folks like to grab that warm drink to get their day started. And so we are thrilled to be able to offer that to you this morning.
Awesome. So it's going to be a $25 Scooters gift card, and you can call 270-651-3000. If you've not won anything in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win. So it looks like we already have a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, good morning. I would like to get registered.
Sure. What's your name?
Brittany Taylor and Brianna Bumpus.
Okay. Do you have a phone number for us to get in contact with you?
Yes, it's 270-819-0171.
All right. I got you down.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you for calling in. It looks like we are getting another phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hi, what's your name?
How are you this morning?
We're doing
good.
I'd like
your answer for a card, please.
All right, what's your name?
Okay, my name, big three. My name is Dwayne Crow, and my wife, Teresa, and I'm with my granddaughter, Miranda Moorhead.
All right. What's a good phone number?
And the number would be 270-670-570.
Okay.
5112.
All right. I got you down.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling in. We already got a lot of bright and early this morning.
Sure.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started. What's a couple things that you want to mention straight off the bat?
Sure. Well, I just wanted to remind you that we are open Monday through Friday. We offer primary care, same-day walk-in service if necessary for acute care things. We've got a selection of providers that you can see. We also have on-site diagnostics. So if you have something that you might need an x-ray for or some labs for, we can do a lot of that in-house. So that's really helpful. The best way to get us for an appointment is 270-261-5640. Or you can text us if you want to, 270-796-3200. MCHDOC is what you put in there. And then one of our associates will come on and correspond with you about, best time for an appointment, who you're looking to make an appointment for. And that texting is open for any MedCenter Health provider, regardless of location. So that's a great way to get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. I do want to say it's flu season. So we have had folks testing positive for the flu, unfortunately. From what I'm reading nationally, they think it's going to be an early onset of the flu season. So if you've not got your flu shot out there, that's the best way of prevention. Maybe you're not worried about yourself, but your grandparents or someone you take care of or a small child in your house, You know, it just takes a few minutes. So we did get those. I know our staff all took our shots last week. So, you know, we're thrilled to have that and get that protection built up. The other thing, Macy, we're so excited that we're going to be offering towards the end of November is cardiac angiograms. So that is something that our technology will do. We've just been waiting for the software and the training to offer that. Awesome tests that our cardiologists are using today. Sorry, it's an angiography. It detects and evaluates coronary artery disease, including some possible identification of blockage. It'll assess the severity of your cardio or your coronary artery disease. It'll help guide your physician for treatments such as, you know, is a procedure necessary? Is this something we can do through medication? So and then it can also be used for follow up to monitor, you know, how effective has the medication been? It's a CT, so non-invasive. You are given an IV typically when you have this, and then you'll have the heart monitors on, the leads for that. There will be a nurse present in the room with you while the test is being performed. So that is something that we're really excited to offer. I know we offer that at some of our other locations, and the lead time to have that test is pretty far out. So I know our cardiologists are thrilled because they're going to be able to get their patients in much quicker for that test and determine a treatment plan quicker for them. So we're excited. We do our training in mid-November. And so when I'm back in November, I should be able to tell you all kind of when our date is for that. But I also already know we've got some patients that we are scheduling for that during our training in November. So it's just about here. It's crazy to think that November's just around the corner, but it is. So
crazy holidays are coming up.
It is.
So with that new thing, is that pretty common around here, or is it a fairly new thing?
You know, some people have been doing it. It's a CAT scan, but it's additional technology or software that's needed to get that done. It's got to be a high quality machine because you are capturing images of the heart while it beats. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
that's got pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got to be a speed that's quick enough to pick that up during the beats so that they can actually see how it's impacting your heart, you know, how your heart is operating, any presence of coronary artery disease. So I'm really excited to be able to see more about it. I've seen things about it. I know people that have had it. I've read it. But I'm really excited to kind of see some of those images and see what's produced. But it's not offered everywhere. I will say that. I'm not sure if anybody else here in the community is offering it. But I am excited to know that we will be offering it here in November.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes.
I mean, y'all have plenty of stuff already, so just adding to the list is great.
Yes, we are thrilled about that. We've added nerve conductivity studies, EMGs. I know we were starting out a day a month. Those are already full. We're adding second day a month. Anticipate that'll become full too. So that mm-hmm. is another study that a lot of people are waiting on to find out, you know, is it nerve related? Is it musculoskeletal? So just another way that folks can come in, get their service local, get their studies and diagnostics done so they can move on to a treatment plan.
Yeah, of course. That's awesome. And then, so real quick, I know October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you a couple questions. You know, what can you offer? Mammograms, obviously.
Yes.
And just a couple of things to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You'll see our staff usually wears pink on Fridays throughout our organization, just in recognition of that awareness and for those individuals that are currently going through their battle or have completed their battle. So we have the latest technology as far as mammography for our patients here in Glasgow. We also can do the ultrasound breast follow-up if necessary. If there's something that they see that they're not quite sure, then a lot of times, you know, we'll also do an ultrasound to follow up if that's indicated by the physician's order. So I encourage everybody, get out there and get that done. It is an annual thing. once you hit your 40s. So a lot of people dread it, don't do it, but, you know, it only takes a few minutes. And the staff is so professional. They put you at ease in that situation. And, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth so much in a cure. So I encourage you to come out and get that done. Lori's our mammography tech. She does an amazing job. During the month of October, we also give anybody that does get their mammograms a few little giveaways, as far as, like, I think there's a pink like cooling pack, warming pack, maybe a jar opener, a couple other little trinkets that we give to women. And I know that that incentivizes some women to come out in the month of October and get theirs done. So very, very important. We have several places in Glasgow that offers mammographies. Just get it done. Yeah. You know, talk to your primary care provider, talk to your GYN, and make sure that if you're within those categories and you should know your risk, that you get those done. And then obviously, you know, the physicians will tell you your self-exams, you know, throughout the year are just vital to make sure that you pick up something. Because, you know, as women, we know our bodies.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't take time for ourselves, and those self-exams just take, you know, moments while you're getting ready, getting a shower, whatever that situation is. So,
yeah.
Yes, mammographies are vital, but that just self-awareness is also very important.
Yeah, and I know it can be anxious going to the doctor. I mean, in general, but especially something like that. But like you said, it'll take a few minutes, and your staff will make sure you're as comfortable as can be. And just going to something like that could save your life, and it could save just, you know, you never know, so.
You don't know, and you know, like you said, it, you just aren't sure, you're apprehensive. You know, our staff takes every route necessary to protect your modesty and make you feel as comfortable as possible. To them, this is just something they do every day, and they recognize how important it is. And so, you know, I promise you they will put you at ease and make it as comfortable for you as possible.
Yeah. All right, so make sure you call them for a mammogram. Go ahead and get that started. Go ahead and get it booked so that way you have it set up and everything will be okay. So before we continue, let's thank one of our sponsors, which is the First Insurance Group USA. So they are located at 1422 Happy Valley Road in Glasgow, next door to Monticello Bank. You can call them 270-261-5181. They are your independent auto owner's insurance agency, where putting you first isn't just something they say, it's in their name. So make sure you call them if you have any questions about auto and business coverage. So that is First Insurance Group USA on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. And then just to say what we're giving away, it is a $25 Scooters gift card. So you can call 270-651-3000 to be eligible for that. So you all opened, I feel like it was recent, but it was also a little bit ago. I don't know. I feel like time's going by so fast.
Yeah, we opened in the spring, April 28th, and we, you know, we've gone through spring and summer, and now we're into fall. So.
Which is crazy. It feels like yesterday, honestly.
It has. Yeah, we've been open. This is our 26th week. I track numbers, and so I started my 26th week of tracking, and, you know, the community has really responded very well to us. We have people coming from so many different places, you know, some that had gone to Bowling Green and we were closer, some that can get in sooner to, you know, see their orthopedist or their urologist. So, and we also have a huge population that comes from Bowling Green to see some of our providers. Several of them have practiced, you know, for a decade or more in Bowling Green before joining MedCenter Health. And so they've got an established patient base. And so our folks from Bowling Green are coming over here. What I've talked to Kelly about is, you know, it's amazing. I talk to them and they're like, we've not been to Glasgow in years, and you guys have really grown, and they want to know, what can I do while I'm here? And so,
plenty.
Yeah, plenty. So I tell them, you know, all the different places where they can get, you know, a warm coffee or tea, and all the little shops and boutiques and gift shops, and, you know, the little local eateries that mm-hmm. we have. And there's just so much that they can do. We've got the Restore. There's unique things about Glasgow, and most of them say, you know, we like to come here now.
Yeah.
So just very, very grateful that, you know, we've got not only our immediate community coming, but we also have other people that are coming to the Glasgow area and seeing what a little gem we have over here.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's really great. And like you said, we've grown so much. I mean, mm-hmm. with you all and Chick-fil-A especially, I know.
Oh, wow.
So it's... We're like a mini Bowling Green, but not as packed.
Yeah. You know, I have to drive past my normal route, I will say, you know, to and from work every day is to drive past Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous, but, you know, especially in that first week, the police officers were a huge help in just getting traffic directed. And everybody's been so great that, you know, it's not slowed me down a bit, but it is always full when I go by.
It is, but you go through so fast.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, but I'm glad to have that for sure. And, you know, if you're getting an appointment and you're waiting on blood work or something, you can go and check out the little shops out here. So, I mean, that place that you have is beautiful, and it's huge, like 22,000 square feet is pretty big, so.
Yes, it is, and you know, Macy, interestingly enough, we're like, you know, well, this is a big space. Can we fill it up? And, you know, we are already just about packed. I've had a few other specialists that have called and wanted some times, and I'm like, well, I can give you 4 hours on this one Thursday a month mm-hmm. with some exam rooms. So it's a great problem to have.
It is.
But we sure didn't think, you know, that we were going to be filling up that quick. One of the things that we have too that is rather new, they just started in August, is we have leased some space to Kentucky Skin Cancer Center. And they do dermatology and cosmetic things. They're there Monday through Thursday. Okay. So they are independent. They just lease space for us. If you come into our lobby, they've got a little desk off to the left-hand side, and they've got a few couches and stuff, and that's kind of their registration area. But physician assistant Clay Carter, he is just so down to earth and wonderful to work through any dermatology issues patients might be having. And Dr. Leslie Mills, just such a wonderful, compassionate lady. And they are a great resource here. I know, actually, when we first opened our doors, I got so many calls, are you guys going to offer dermatology? And I'm like, well, MedCenter doesn't do dermatology. You know, as an acute care hospital, dermatology just doesn't necessarily mesh. But this was a partnership that we developed to create a need. And I know that their volumes have definitely picked up. They don't do everything that they do in their Bowling Green location, but they do offer a lot.
Yeah.
And so if you've got some, you know, something that you need taken care of, by all means. And one of the things they offer that's great for our providers is they will do same day referrals. So, you know, if somebody comes in and sees Morgan Schroeder and she's got the patient has a rash, she's not quite sure, they collaborate together. And so it really is a great partnership for our patients.
Yeah. And I know dermatology is one of the things that's harder to get an appointment for. And especially, like, you don't know where to go. I mean, you know, so.
Yes.
And more with more worries like skin cancer and things, it's very worrisome to get an appointment. So it's good that you all have that access, too.
Yes. So we're excited about that. They're a different phone number, 270-842-1999. That's 270-842-1999. If you don't remember that, go ahead and call our office, and Jennifer or Amanda will be happy to give you that number. But like I said, they're there Monday through Thursday. They do have sooner appointments available because they are new.
Mm-hmm.
They are really busy, but they are, you know, the lead time for an appointment is not as long. So if anybody's out there wondering, give them a call. They're great. Their staff's just so genuine and compassionate. And we really feel so far this has been a great partnership for us.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. So I want to ask you about a couple of specialties that you have. And
yes.
So whenever you hired the people to come work here, was a lot of them from Bowling Green?
All of our providers were practicing in Bowling Green, okay. And some in Franklin.
Okay.
So some of our primary care docs, Dr. Macy, Dr. Napier, Dr. Purvis, they were in Franklin. Okay. And so they have, you know, agreed and come to Glasgow. Well, of course, Dr. Purvis is permanently in Glasgow right now. And Melissa Simpson was in Horse Cave with us. And home is Glasgow for her. Mm-hmm. So this is a homecoming for her. But most of our other, all of our other providers have the, you know, the base of their practice in Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. Some do go to other locations like our Franklin campus or our Scottsville campus or Caverna campus. So some of them may be familiar with that. But they are, a lot of them are coming to Glasgow on a more regular basis, more routine basis. Like orthopedics, we have Dr. Melampati. He's here every Monday afternoon. Okay. In fact, he does an injury walk in clinic on Mondays when he's here. So if you're that weekend warrior, mm-hmm. and you've, you know, maybe strained or pulled or done something, you know, give us a call. Come on in between 1 and 3 on Monday and they can get you worked up and evaluated. And then it is along with him and his other orthopedic partners that come is Dr. Willis and Dr. Desai. So we have 3 orthopedists that come. Dr. Amin is our cardiologist. We talked earlier about the angiography, the CT, the cardiac CT. He is thrilled that we are finally getting this up and running. We were hoping for October and there were some scheduling things with our vendor. And so he is so excited, but he is here every Thursday. I know his schedule is full. He revamped the way he was scheduling a little bit more to get a few more patients in and delay the waits that he was having initially. So we're really excited about that. Dr. Moore comes. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon. I think they saw 9 patients yesterday. So anybody that's had open heart may need suture, staple removals, those kind of things. You know, they can come to us instead of making that journey to Bowling Green. So mm-hmm. that's really helpful. The other thing we have weekly that can be very hard to get into is gastroenterology. So Dr. Griggs and then her nurse practitioner, Shannon Atkinson, they each come on Wednesdays. They rotate Wednesdays. So one is here every Wednesday. Urology is another service very difficult to get into. Dr. White has been with us, I think, a little over a year. He comes from Louisville. He is trained in both adult and pediatrics. So okay. That is an awesome thing. In fact, they have begun to offer some scopes in office. We were not doing that just because the logistics, mm-hmm. and I pushed them that, you know, we don't want patients on the road. Yeah. And so we found a way to get equipment back and forth for that every week. And so last week they started doing some in-office scopes. So
wow,
very, very excited about that. For anybody that's met me, they know I don't say no very much when it comes to new services and anything new that we can offer that's the right thing for the patient and convenience, I'm going to say yes. So, yeah. You know, I'm hoping I have something new just about every time I come in here, yeah. to tell you that's on the horizon, whether it's a, you know, a new way to use our technology, whether it's a new provider come in. I'm just really excited to see us continue to grow and offer more as a convenience to our patients.
Yes, of course. And especially in Glasgow, to offer something so, so much of a wide range to people. Mm-hmm. And a good, you know, payment and good people that work there. So it's awesome that you are opening all these things, and I'm betting you it's just going to go more from here on.
Well, I know I was one of the challenges I had for my staff is, guys, we need to fill our parking lot. And so a couple of weeks ago, my staff member had run out to get something at lunch, and she came back and she took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's exciting. Most of them live here or originally from here or have relocated here. And they just couldn't be happier to be here serving our patients.
Yeah, that's awesome. So whenever you go in and you're a first time to this clinic or to just MedCenter Health in general, what some advice can you give them?
Well, it always helps to come just a few minutes earlier because a lot of times we have paperwork. If you've been to a med center health facility, like maybe you came to the ER in Bowling Green or you were an inpatient or you see a specialist, still allow a few minutes because each individual doctor has some intake information that they want to know from you. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to not do, you know, the same insurance stuff if we've already got that on file. But there is some family history and some medical history that is different for each specialist and each provider as they take you on as a new patient. So always allow a few minutes for that. Make sure if you're coming in for a diagnostic test that when they called you to make that appointment that you make sure that you have your instructions. So we don't want people to come in and they're having an ultrasound and they weren't supposed to eat or drink and guess what, they had their bacon and their coffee that morning. And then we've got to reschedule because, you know, I know a lot of people adjust their schedule, so that's really important. If you give us your cell phone number, we will text appointments reminders to you, so that's very important. I think just, you know your medical history. Make sure you have a list of all the medications that you're taking. If you can, bring them with you. That helps our staff a lot because the last thing we want to do is give you a different medication or keep you on something that maybe you don't need to be on anymore. So the medications that you're taking, make sure you have a comprehensive list or that you bring them with you. We are actually just ordered some little medication bags that, you know, take me to every appointment. So you can just kind of toss those in and carry them out the door with you that day. And our providers know to look for that little bag. And their assistants can make sure they log all of that. You know, use your portal so you can get on there and look at things. You can request prescriptions that way. A lot of times that's quicker. We get, you know, hundreds of phone calls every day. Sometimes it's 800 a day, which is huge. So sometimes our phones, we're trying, you know, we're doing different things, trying to get those answered quicker. But sometimes the portal's a good option or to have your pharmacy, you know, send a refill in to us. Sometimes that will be smoother for you. But I think the biggest thing is just be prepared for your appointment. Know what, you know, what you're there to get answered. Usually it's hard in one appointment to cover like 20 things. So if you yourself can prioritize, you know, what's the one or two things I really want to find out on my visit, that helps. And take notes, or, you know, some people bring a good friend with them that they trust. They don't mind to hear that information because that does help. Just as a reminder of what was talked about.
And, you know, the paperwork might seem extensive when you get there, but the more they know about you, the better. That way they can treat you better. I mean, medications, like you said, and allergies especially, to make sure that you don't have any medications. So, you know. So it's good that they make you feel as much comfortable as possible. It may take a little bit, but I know that they're doing their thing.
Yes. It's all for a purpose. That's for sure, Macy.
It is. So before we go, let's thank another couple of one of our sponsors. So Fireline Outdoors was here yesterday, and their annual trunk or treat is October 28th, which is next Tuesday, which is crazy. It's so soon, Halloween. So that starts at 6 p.m. at 1207 West Main Street, and they will have plenty of different trunks. They have candy, prizes, and fun, so bring your kiddos out there. And then yesterday, we talked about they have really pretty mums right now. They have pink and I think she said orange and maybe white. So do you plant any or have any plants?
I have a couple yellow mums out this year. I know we're expecting some frost. So. Yeah,
literally, I think tomorrow.
Yeah.
Early morning.
I heard that too. So I have not done this as much as I usually do. And I know with the frost, you got to get out there and cover them up and those kind of things. So, yeah, my front porch, once it frosts with my ferns, will die. And my mums, I'm going to have to get some big pumpkins or squash or something because I don't like a bare front porch.
So they have some pumpkins there, and their mums are also $10, and they're huge. I mean, you know how big mums are. So you can, if you have a small porch or a big porch, you can literally just get one or two. And your whole porch is decorated, basically.
Yeah, they're a great business here. You know, I have a family of hunters and fishermen, and and they love to go and just see what's new out there. So again, it's a little gem here that's in Glasgow, Barron County, you know, to check them out and see what they have. And I know we've got the holidays coming up soon. And, you know, that's a great place to check for those outdoorsmen or those women that like to be outdoors. It's, it's a good place to check. And I know she's got some home decor and clothing stuff there, too. So that may be worth checking out.
There's plenty of stuff there, honestly. And then everyone that works there, you know, they know their stuff. So if you go in and you're like, I have no idea, I don't know how to hunt or start or anything, they will teach you. So that's a great place to go. And that is on West Main Street in Glasgow. So you can go check them out. And then also, we want to thank Roots and Ramble Boutique. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. It's a little dangerous sometimes when I go. I've not been there in probably about 6 weeks. But, yeah, I frequent them.
Yeah, it's another gym. I mean, seriously, all these boutiques are so cute. Mm-hmm. So they have a website also that you can just check out. If you just want to browse, you know, if you're not an in-person shopper sometimes, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just on a break or something and you want to take a little break and see some shopping online. So they have a bunch of clothes that range from small to 3XL. They have dresses, tops, jeans, bags, shoes, jewelry, I mean, everything. And then also, like, for the holidays, you can go and pick out a gift and just something easy and simple. That way you have all your gifts ready for the holidays. That'll be here very soon. $25 Scooters gift card. You can call 270-651-3000 to be eligible for that. And we have Laura Belcher with MedCenter Health today. So how was your staff been able to prepare for working in the Glasgow location? Do they like it better? Do they, you know, are there some challenges that they face?
So, like I said, several of them were already working with MedCenter Health. They were just in different locations, and so they were driving. So they are thrilled to have a shorter commute. You know, we did some team building and some training before we started. Honestly, just getting the building stocked and ready for patients was a great exercise for everybody to get to work together. But some of them have worked only in the hospital acute care setting. And so, you know, our setting is really different as far as just being an outpatient. But yes, all of them have really enjoyed being there. I don't know if they just tell me this because I do their evaluations, but they've all said this has been their favorite place that they've worked of any place in healthcare in their careers.
Wow.
And that's because of each other and the respect and camaraderie that we foster there. But they say Glasgow patients and our patients that come are so nice and so understanding and just have that, you know, that great Southern hospitality and and just are so genuine. You know, I've worked in healthcare my entire career. I know, especially with COVID, workplace violence in healthcare has increased. People's tempers can get up there. You know, waiting causes people to be agitated, not sure what's going to happen during their appointment. Maybe if they're going to get, you know, a bad result can make them upset. And, you know, honestly, we've had so little of that. And I'm so, so grateful. It is a great atmosphere for that. You know, if we do have that, we work to diffuse that very, very quickly. And it's so sad that I even have to talk about that. The Kentucky Hospital Association recently released on social media a video about, you know, violence against healthcare workers because it is so prevalent. And actually that got picked up on all kinds of national news platforms, you know, just talking about that. I don't think people realize how prevalent that is in the healthcare environment. And, you know, at MedCenter and other places, we do train our staff, you know, techniques to protect themselves, you know, against patient violence. A lot of times it's verbal. Sometimes they can be combative, whether it's due to, you know, a mental health situation or just they're having a bad day or medication and those kind of things. So we do train our staff for that. Luckily, we've not had to have that happen. But that is something really unfortunate that we have to talk about with our staff. So that's one thing that they've enjoyed is the caliber of patients that they've had has just really been a delight for them. And so we very much appreciate that. But and that's the other thing. You asked what they can do. come on in with a positive attitude. You know, we're going to greet you with a smile, and everything's going to go a lot smoother. You know, if you're open about that, and we'll do what we can to put you at ease. But
yeah.
You know, we get some people that are just, you know, so upset about having to get medical care, and we really make it as pain-free as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It can be anxious going in there, but as long as you go in with an open mind and know that they are there to help you, you know, not hurt. So
yeah.
I'm sure your, you know, staff has a lot of training a lot of the time. So probably how frequently would you say?
Well, we continue, you know, every year we have to do continuing education that's related to various things in the hospital, and that's a requirement of our accreditation board, the Joint Commission. So we train them on things like communicable diseases, you know, bloodborne pathogens, violence, how to spot abuse from patients, you know, if they're being abused, whether it's elderly or child or spousal abuse. They have their technical components that they have to do. Actually, the end of October, all nurses in the state of Kentucky have to renew their license. And with that requires their continuing education that they're required every year to do, which is so many hours. So I know I've kind of hit my staff up. Hey, have you done your license? And they're like, I'm finishing my education. So, you know, we make sure that that's in place as they go along. And then our, you know, our imaging staff and our lab staff, they are constantly getting training. I know we just did a half day training last Friday with our lab folks for drug screenings for a local business that's wanting us to do something. So we did some special training to be able to accommodate that request. And then, you know, they are constantly, as far as imaging, you know, striving, if they don't already have their credentials, they're working towards that, because that is an expectation of ours.
Yeah. So I'm sure, you know, you keep up with the latest medical technology and innovations. Are you hoping to see even more stuff come?
Oh, yeah. The AI, and I think just about everybody has heard of AI, but the AI that's coming out for healthcare just really blows your mind as far as what's out there. Medical Center is using some AI for our provider documentation. Our providers use it at our location. And I know when we rolled it out and they kind of shared it with me, it was mind-boggling, like how accurate it was and what it could do, you know, to shorten some of the documentation workload. Not to say it's perfect and there is checks that need to be done on that, but it is truly amazing what the technology is evolving. So we're excited about that. And then I mentioned the last time, so we announced probably about 2 months ago that we're going to change our medical record to Epic, which is the premier medical record in the field of healthcare. All the major medical centers have it. We are going to make that transition by the end of 2026. So we're preparing for that. But that is going to take, you know, the ability for patients with MedCenter that may see people at Norton's or Baptist or Vanderbilt or whatever, make that record exchange seamless, which is amazing. And then the capabilities of the patient portal on that is just awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, my family has had lots of unfortunate medical things over the years, and my husband had a lot of providers that were on Epic, and he'd always ask me, when is MedCenter going to get Epic so I can get their patient chart, the My Chart? And I said, oh, I don't know. So interestingly enough, you know, we will be offering that, and it's just such a great thing. And it really opens up access to the patient, to the provider directly, to send emails in a secure format. You know, hey, maybe I've tried this treatment, I'm still not seeing the results. Do you want to try something, or you want me to come back in? And so it's really kind of a more efficient use of that patient and if provider correspondence.
Yeah. And it's great to have that portal too, because that way, you know, everyone uses their phone. So if you can just go straight onto it, see your results, see everything about your appointment, and then the seamlessly switch between records if you're moving hospitals or if you're, you know, usually say you're going to a children's hospital and then you have to transfer that's definitely anxious because you don't know how that's going to go. You don't know anything about your past records, so it's good that you all have that.
Yes, so we're very excited to make that transition. Huge investment for our organization, but we feel that it's definitely necessary with the number of locations we have now as MedCenter, with the number of providers that we have. We're just at that level where we've got to have that epic medical record platform to be able to continue at the level and grow that we want to.
Yeah. So I know some common, you know, reasons people visit. You offer physicals?
We do.
Okay.
We do. So we, you know, we can do sports physicals. We can do, you know, just annual wellness visits, I think is what the current term is for that. And so I know, you know, Medicare wants all their patients to have an annual wellness visit. I know a lot of insurance companies want their members, if you're on commercial insurance, to have an annual wellness visit. I know MedCenter asks all of our employees to do an annual wellness visit, you know, just a complete system overview, some basic labs, just to try to catch anything that may be there to remind you if it's time for your mammogram, to remind you if it's time for a colonoscopy, if you've, you know, if you've hit that golden age too. So yes, that is definitely something that we do, multiple physicals and annual wellness visits, you know, daily.
Yeah. What are a lot of things you're seeing that people come in for? I mean, is it specifically one thing or is it kind of just multiple?
Oh, it's across the board. You know, it really is. You know, some people have acute things that they're managing. I myself, you know, have a family history of cardiac disease. So that's something that I've got to keep a pulse on continually. People come in, like I said, the flu, you know, they've got their flu symptoms and they come in with that. Some will have earaches, some will have back pain, you know, persistent headaches, migraines. I mean, it is really the full gamut of things that we see. We don't have oncology services. That's something that we don't offer right now. In the future, potentially, that doesn't mean that, you know, our providers unfortunately don't identify that through some of their screenings and things and have to give people that information, but then we definitely refer them on, you know, to their provider of choice. So, but really, you know, there's just so many different things that people come to see us with.
And I know you do a lot of referrals. Is that usually to the Bowling Green location?
It's truly wherever people want to go. You know, a lot of people will say, well, where do you feel? It is definitely a seamless transition. If we do keep that within our MedCenter health family, records go seamlessly. They can see the provider notes. You know, we can follow up if that patient calls and says, hey, I don't remember what time my appointment was with urology. You know, we can look and we can see. The other thing is our goal was, you know, we are offering a lot of these in Glasgow, if that's something they want to do. But we'll work with a referral of anywhere that they want to go. But yeah, it does make it easier and seamless, you know, if we stay within our network. But we are definitely happy to accommodate a patient in any, you know, place or location they want to go. We'll work with them.
Yeah, and I know, you know, in Glasgow, even if a doctor doesn't necessarily know the full in and outs, I mean, I know they study in literally everything medical wise. So if you have a question, they probably will know who to refer you to. They may just say, hey, I'm not fully equipped on that, or, you know, so.
Well, that has been the most wonderful thing that I have watched in our, you know, in our organization is that, you know, our primary cares will say, hey, I've got this patient and I think I need to refer him to you for urology consult, but I'm not really sure. Is there something and so it's created a great camaraderie among our physicians. So one of the things we did there is we don't have private physician offices. So, you know, we feel that the majority of the time for our physicians is spent in the rooms with the patients, you know, working with them. But they do have little hubs that many of them work at, and that's created just the best camaraderie between them. You know, maybe they'd referred to them for a while but really hadn't met them in person. Well, now they know about them and they know their family and they've got their cell phone number and, you know, all those things. And it really has helped develop some of those relationships, which I for sure feel has benefited our patient care.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so good that you have so many great people working there and that you're proud to work there, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm so proud of our folks. You know, we do our patient satisfaction scores. So when you come to see us, you probably will get a call or a text message saying, hey, how did we do? We want to know it all. The good and the bad and the ugly. But I am thrilled to say, you know, of our primary care docs, and since they're with us more than anybody, those are the ones that I track on a routine basis. You know, their satisfaction scores are some of the best in MedCenter Health, and they're exceeding, you know, the benchmark, and they're exceeding, you know, all of our like competitors that we benchmark against. And so I'm so excited. You know, we see our patient comment, and I know one last week came in and they had seen Morgan Schroeder for the first time, and they're like, you know, my experience was so great. I'm going to drive past all these other places and come see you from now on. And you know, their address, they had a little bit of a drive. You know, there was lots of different stops they could have made. And so that really, you know, that makes me proud as a leader that our team gets it,
yeah,
and our providers get it, and we're working together to make sure that it's the best experience.
Yeah, because a lot of people, the number one thing they look for in a doctor is trust and a relationship, that to make sure that, you know, it's not just seen as a professional thing, but also a friendly thing. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, you're not scared if you go in, and you know that they will treat you with kindness too as well.
Well, exactly. And, you know, that's our primary care docs, you know, that's built into their training of, you know, they're treating you, Macy, as an individual because, you know, they learn what you like to do, you know, whether you're a runner or whether, you know, this, if you like to do certain things, or, you know, you love to cook, or you love to do these things, you know, so that they understand what they need to help you be the best Macy you can be.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. So before we keep going, let's thank a couple more of our sponsors. So Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate. Have you ever been to an auction?
It's been a long time, but I love auctions.
You do?
Yes.
That's what everyone says. They love auctions. They're very, you know, fast-paced. They, you know, a lot of great, exciting emotions. And you can go sometimes to just watch, honestly. So he says that an auction is always a great option. So he also does real estate, so you can call him for all your real estate and auction needs. And he's actually having one, let's see, October 25th, so that is this weekend, at 2109 Oak Grove Church Road in Glasgow. So it says 3 farms, 2 homes, and 266 plus acres, equipment, personal property, farm 1 and 2 on Oak Grove Church Road, and then farm 3 is on 479 R. Crump Road. So there's plenty of stuff for you. He does a great job at those auctions. He definitely has the auction voice. So you can call him at 270-670-93333. So 9333. There we go. I said too many threes. Or you can check out rsmillsauctions.com. And then speaking of insurance that we talked about earlier, so Southern Kentucky Collision, you know, the deer are out and a lot of people hit deer at this time of the year. I definitely know I have. So they are having a promotion called Hit a Deer, Get a Turkey. So when you hit a deer, you can go to them and then you can get a turkey. So in the last 11 years, they have handed out over 450 turkeys. So
that's a lot of butterball.
I know. So, you know, Thanksgiving Day, if you didn't get your turkey in time, just go hit a deer somewhere and go drive on a back road and you'll hit a deer. Definitely go out to the lake and you'll hit one. So
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you can call them 270-651-6413. And that is Southern Kentucky Collision. And they're at their new address, 202 Industrial Drive. It's right across from where they used to be. So you can go check them out. And then lastly, I want to talk about the Boys and Girls Club in Glasgow, Barron County. So they have a bunch of fall festivities going on right now. So, you know, Halloween's coming up. On actual Halloween, October 31st, they have their Nightmare on Columbia Avenue. So you can go there. That's from 4 to 7 p.m. And they are having a haunted upstairs, and they're going to have a lot of games and candy and food. So you can go check that out. That is October 31st, Halloween, from 4 to 7 p.m. You can go there after you go trick-or-treating or before. That way you have all the Halloween things to do. And then they are having a food drive. So it's going to be called Pantry and Pennies. and that is Wednesday, November 5th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can drop stuff up at the front lobby of the Boys and Girls Club. And then for more information, you can contact J. Moon Song at bgcglasgowbaron.org. And then the last thing they have coming up is their fall festival. I know there's been a lot just in the couple weeks, and that is November 15th. And then they will have carnival games, food, inflatables, prizes, and all kinds of vendors. And that is at their location at 701 Columbia Avenue. So if you're just interested in doing something with the kids, then you can go and check them out and call them. They always need volunteers. So before we get over, is there anything else you want to be specific on, you know, different specialties that you all offer?
I don't think so. Well, one of the things, you know, with the fall season coming up too, and respiratory, most of the time your primary care doctors can work with you, you know, if there's any respiratory illness. Pulmonary would be the next step. If not, we do have pulmonary Monday, usually all day. We have Dr. Khan and Dr. Wahid that are there, and their staff is just great to work with as well. So that's one we hadn't mentioned, was pulmonary, and those folks are with us every single week. And so just a reminder and a shout out to them. But you know, I think as we come into this wonderful season of illness, we're there, same day appointments. So come on out. If you've got something going on, you don't want to end up in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And we can take care of you and get you back on your feet, hopefully real soon.
Yeah.
Just give us a call for anything you might need, any questions you might have. If there's an insurance you're wondering if we take, give us a call at 270-261-5640. We take most all insurances. There is very, very few that we don't take. So I know Humana we've had a lot of patients for Humana the last few days calling us, mm-hmm. Due to some changes in their network. And yes, we take Humana patients. So give us a call. And we will get things worked out for you.
All right. Awesome. So we are going to, I'm going to have you pick the winner for the giveaway.
Great.
So, all right. Just going to pick a number.
Number 5.
All right. So that is Miranda Moorhead. Congratulations on winning the $25 Scooters gift card. Thank you all for listening in. And we talked about some great stuff today about, you know, so many options that you all have and different specialties, and especially with flu season coming up and the cold and colds coming up, yep, too. So it's a great place to have that is so close and so many good people you can trust. Yep. So, and they're located at 401 South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard. It's a great location too. You know, it's not right in the middle, but you still are able to go and park, and there's a huge parking lot. So
yes,
y'all have plenty of room, and you know, it's just a great place to have local that there's so many things offered there.
Yes. And we will have that Scooters gift card at our front desk probably after 10 o'clock today. So if our winner wants to stop in and grab that, Amanda or Jennifer will have that ready for you with your name on it.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks, Macy.
Of course.
Appreciate being here.
Yes. It's always great when we have someone local. So always remember to think, shop, eat, and experience local.